From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host this week. He's the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. He is Bingo Emmons. Bingo, how are you today?
Doing good. Doing good.
Yeah, what a beautiful day today, man. It's about time we get good weather.
Well, you know your friend Zach. He wants me to go shooting today.
Of course.
That's a nice sunny day.
Well, you get out there with him. He's from what I hear,
You got the Nary. We got the foundation trap tube coming up, and he's wants to make sure he wins it again. So, for some reason, I got to go practice. I don't know why.
Well, if you're on his team, he wants you to practice. The other thing with the Nary Foundation that's coming up, July 15th, is the golf outing at Ironwood Golf Course that I've been involved with, and I know that that you guys normally sponsor the hole that I'm on, and Deb and I hang out, and she makes fun of me, and we collect money for a good cause with the foundation.
Yep.
Are you guys back? Are you guys going to sponsor that again this year?
I really don't know. I don't know. I would think that we are.
Yeah.
But before I volunteer, Debbie, I got to make sure.
You know, if she's there and she wants to come on the air with us, you can hand her the phone.
Yeah, that'll work.
That's not going to happen. Hey, Bingo, anytime we do the Nary Home Improvement Show, I love having first-time Nary members that join us. And this our special guest today, and I've not met her in person. I talked to her on the phone a little bit last night, and I'm excited to have her on the show. She is Erica Shad. She is a sales consultant with White Rabbit Home Improvement. And I didn't know much about White Rabbit Home Improvement. And so I've been on their Facebook page. I've been on their website quite a bit today because it's a really interesting company. And I'm excited to talk to Erica about this. Erica, how are you today? Erica, you there? Yeah, let's get Erica back.
They're a really good company. I've seen their work. They've worked. I've known almost everybody. They're great. They're a great good company. It's nice to see that they're coming on the air.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about what White Rabbit does. They're involved with it started with the garage, doing shelving and making sure that you had cabinets and overhead storage and then flooring. And they've expanded quite a bit into some different areas. And we now have Erica on. Erica, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Really good. We appreciate so much that you guys are joining us today. And can we talk, Erica, a little bit about you before we get into White Rabbit and talk a little bit about your background and how you became a sales consultant with White Rabbit Home Improvement?
Absolutely. So my background is in interior design. From that, I went right into construction. Basically just dealing with flooring, cabinets for kitchens, bathrooms, and then it just developed over the years into doing in-home consultations, getting myself out of the showroom and actually onto the people's sites, into their homes, and then really being able to put my signature design together and to help their needs, their specific needs for each project.
Erica, are most people like I am that you know, when it comes to the space that you guys really help consumers with, that I'm just disorganized. I have this small garage and I, live in Milwaukee and it's not a big garage. And I just feel like two, three, four times a year I walk into the garage and just kind of throw my hands up like, where is this? I just had it a week ago, and now I can't find it. Do you find that there's a lot of people like me?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I think most people are busy. And like you said, most people have a lot of things, and they have a very small space. that they're also using for vehicles and tractors and lawn mowing. You know, it just piles up. Then you have kids' stuff, sports equipment. But we have a very unique patent system that helps with all that. It really takes it to that next level where you know where everything is. You can simply, oh, we're going on a picnic. Great. I know where all those supplies are. I can put them together in the instant. You're in the vehicle. You're out in the park. You're not hunting around for everything.
Yeah, I just think not only time, the amount of time it would save, but the frustration level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will help people with their design and go through their things. And so many times they look at me, Mike, and I'm like, I didn't realize I had four rakes. You know, it just gets all piled up. You really don't need all that.
No, you don't. And I'm going to make this recommendation a lot because I spent a lot of time not only on their website, and their website is really good. I would recommend WhiteRabbitInc.com or GarageSolutionsMilwaukee.com, but go to their Facebook page. Go to the White Rabbit Home Improvement Facebook page, and they do a great job of updating this a lot. Whoever takes care of your social media, I commend them. I really do, because there's beautiful pictures before and after. There's videos. Any questions that you have, and I can tell you this. This is what caught my eye right away. Father's Day is coming up. And if you're looking to create a man cave or a she shed, which I kind of laughed, in the garage, what a great idea. So, I mean, tell your wife, tell your family that, look, I don't need another tie. I'm not even going to the office anymore, Erica. I don't need any more ties. But help me with this garage. It would be my first. And we have a car and a half garage. And we also have a slab that I park my wife's car on, and I just use the garage for the stuff that I need, from, you know, my lawnmowers to that kind of stuff. And it's still disorganized. Does it matter the size of the garage?
No. A small one car garage. We have things that can make that work. It's not impossible. You just have to get creative and you have to have the right sort of systems. Overhead racks are perfect for one car storage systems. A one car garage, you only have minimal size, right? So why not take it up, get everything off of the floor, and you can put it overhead.
My question is you, what's your working range? How far out do you guys go?
We cover southeastern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and then also northern Indiana.
Oh, okay. So you're, yeah. All right. That's why I know if you come to Caledonia. I'm not worried about that.
Absolutely. We have done many projects in Caledonia area.
Hey, Bingo, and I don't know what your garage is like. Here's where I spent, and Erica, you're going to laugh at me. Here's where I spent a lot of my time. Was on the garage flooring ideas and looking through those pictures and then looking at all the different, the days of having that really kind of old flooring and you only have one option are gone. There are so many different options as far as colors, designs, things like that. I would need your help because I look at one and I go, oh, that would look great in my garage. And then I go to the next three and I go, well, hold on a second. Those would look really good in my garage. And Erica, I'm 100% Irish, so my final decision is always maybe. So I would need your help to look at my garage and say, okay, Mike, you just need basic, or why don't you try this? How difficult is it for you when you go out to see guys like me that just really never knew that a lot of this existed, to then take the time to say, okay, what do you utilize your garage for? And these are the recommendations I make. Is that a difficult first meeting with guys like me?
Absolutely not. No, it's great to meet with guys like you because you're open. You have a project, you know, you want it to look better. You're just not sure what that final look should be. And the whole point of me being there in your home for a consultation is to narrow it down for you. so that you can make a good educated decision. And then you're really, really super happy and it all flows together. Sometimes people like the floor to match their cars. Sometimes people want to bring the inside out. If they have a lot of greenery, fall colors, things like that. Other times it's the color of their house. They want to bring the outside siding color into the garage. So everybody has a different idea. And I ask those questions to find out what's the best fit. And then I figure that narrow that down for you. And then you can make a good decision.
Well, on that,
well, can I say something? You know anything about Mike? Mike wants his garage Kelly Green.
Kelly Green. McGivern, Kelly Green. It might be the only space, Erica, that I would win with that argument with my wife. Because I spend way more time in the garage than she does. And if it's, let's do something with some green. When I went onto the website and I went to the garage floor and ideas, down on the bottom, the first sentence, it's almost like you guys like were yelling at me. And it says, get rid of your ugly concrete floor and get the floor of your dreams. And I thought, Erica just put that in last night for me because she knows how ugly this concrete floor is that I have. Hey, as we talk, I can't recommend this enough. And make sure you've got a couple of minutes. You're not going to go on this website and get out of there in 5 minutes, because if you're like me, you're going to start looking at the 3D design and the design ideas. And then on Monday, you're going to want to call Erica and say, okay, you need to come out and see me. You can call her at 262-912-4454. 262-912-4454. Or go to whiterabbitinc.com or garagesolutionsmilwaukee.com. And on Monday, give Erica a call. On the other side of the break, we're going to ask her about the process. When you do call her on Monday, what is the process? And later in the show, I'm going to talk to her a little bit about the history of this company, because this was founded in 1988. So it's been around for a while. Now they've taken it and expanded it a little bit with some different ideas. But I can tell you that I read a bunch of the reviews and have been, again, on this website and Facebook page. And the Facebook page for me was great, because the before and after pictures are just incredible. She is a sales consultant with White Rabbit Home Improvement. She's Erica, I pronounce your last name for me.
Chad.
Chad, there you go. Just like Chad with an S-H. Erica Chad. She is West Dallas. Yeah, how many kids do you have, Erica?
We have three children.
How has the teaching from home been going for you?
Oh, my goodness. I'm good at lots of things, but teaching is not one of them.
I really
appreciate our teachers. My goodness.
Yeah, I agree. My daughter is a teacher. My son-in-law is a teacher. And my daughter-in-law are teachers. And they've never, ever felt more respected and wanted than they do right now. We're going to get to a break again. White Rabbit Home Improvement. Go ahead, Bingo.
No. I wasn't saying anything. This whole COVID thing has got everybody in that. It's got everybody doing everything different. One thing I know, just probably never better time. If you're a contractor thinking about joining NERI, how great NERI is, Erica can tell you the seminars, the webinars they have that help us navigate through all this. I mean, when you hire a NERI contractor, we've been trained for this whole COVID thing. We're wearing the proper protection. We're doing everything, and they're really helping us navigate and get through all this.
Yeah, and we were going to talk about that in segment three, but Bingo, I agree with you, and I've told people that since this happened for me as a NERI member, that is the top of when people ask me, hey, you know what, I don't think we have to join NERI. We're kind of busy right now, and I don't see why we should do that.
I can't stress that enough. If you ever were going to think about joining NERI, because I was just talking to a guy yesterday, he says, well, if such you're going to join NERI, he says, I don't know, with these shows and stuff, nobody knows what's going on, state fairs canceling, what's going on. And I said, man, if you ever wanted to be in NERI, this would be this would be the time. I mean, the webinars, the seminars, I mean, every single Wednesday or something, every Thursday, then the national has stuff that's throwing stuff at you, how to collect how to get those loans, and, now that they're National NERI is actually signing a petition to help you, make it easier easier, you know, for those forgiveness loans and stuff that's going on. Is, I mean, this is really the time. You know, so I'm really pretty passionate about it, but this is really the time if you ever wanted to be it, this would be it. They're helping you out. You just go to website, the literature and the stuff that they have, you know, and then, like, you know, when you're an area member for the local chapter here, you're also you're a national member, and they got webinars and seminars and stuff. They're all live when I'm watching them, but they're all recorded, and you can watch them again and say, you know, I didn't miss that. I missed that part. You know, how do you handle this part? How do you handle this? It's awesome.
You go to NaryMilwaukee.org for that information. We're going to get to a break. Our special guest for the entire hour, she's a sales consultant with White Rabbit Home Improvement. Again, WhiteRabbitInc.com. And we're going to talk to Erica Chad on the other side of the break about the process. When you call her on Monday, how long does it take for her to get out and see you? And then the process of having some of the things done that you need done. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week is Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin and our special guest. She's a sales consultant for White Rabbit Home Improvement. Go to WhiteRabbitInc.com. She is Erica Chad. Erica, let's talk about the process. When somebody gives you guys a call on Monday and they say, hey, look, I heard you on the Nary Home Improvement Show and I have some issues with my garage or my basement. What is the process of getting you to come out? Is there a cost to have you come out for an estimate? Can we talk about that type of stuff?
Sure, absolutely. So when a person gives the office a call, they ask them many questions, and we want to get down to the details so that we know exactly what's going on and what their project scope possibly could be. And then it's very easy. We make an appointment. We do morning, afternoon, or evenings, whichever is, you know, best for our customer. And then we have an initial meeting. And at that consultation, really what we're trying to cover is an inspection, an assessment, and to educate. That's my goal every time. We'll talk about the installation, the process, maintenance. I mean, we really get down to the nitty-gritty to figure out what the best possible project would be for them, whether it's storage needs, whether it's for the floor coating system, or possibly both, or maybe a basement application. Everybody's a little bit different. A consultation typically takes about an hour, not a long process. And then depending on the appointment, we go from there. We could be doing a measurement, a detailed measurement for storage needs. As you can imagine, we need to know exactly where an outlet is or where the garage door is and how it comes up so that we can picture what exactly we're going to be doing. And the best way to do that is with 3D modeling. So I do that process with a design program, and then the customer can see exactly what it would look like and help to visualize so that they can see how great their garage really could be.
Well, I would recommend when you go on their Facebook page, and it's White Rabbit Home Improvement is their Facebook.com, and go to the May 15th one where they show the before and after of a garage in Heartland. Were you involved with that one?
Absolutely, yeah.
Look, that one for me really just tells exactly what we're talking about, because it was a nice size garage, but it was a basic garage that turned into just the floors beautiful, all the shelving, and just the amount of space that now that they can utilize what they're going to park their cars in the garage or whatever they're going to do. But now they know where the bikes are. They know where their tools are. They know where all of that is. But that before and after picture on May 15th, I think it really kind of gives you an idea on what they do. And it's interesting doing some research on White Rabbit Home Improvement. They started initially, they focused solely on garage storage systems. And over the years, they've expanded in the basement, mudroom organization, garage, basement concrete flooring along with commercial concrete flooring, and you guys can do some pretty big spaces, up to 15,000 square feet. So the company started, got really good at the garage storage systems, and then expanded because I would assume that you guys, people were asking you, well, what about this? And I need help here as well. And that's when you guys started to expand a little bit into different areas, correct?
Correct. That's exactly what happened. It just kind of snowballed into it.
And I think it's important that people understand that White Rabbit is it's a private company. It's not a franchise. It is a private company. And when you look at their mission statement, you know, they spend every day delivering customer satisfaction from the initial consultation through the installation. And, you know, for them to encourage you to do your research and look online reviews for actual customers, I think is really, really important. Can we talk a little bit about the budget side of it, Erica? When does that come into the conversation? Do you need to know that relatively quickly into the conversation with people before you start to do the work of designing?
Yeah, actually, at the initial phone call for the appointment, we typically will give them a range so that the customer understands with their size garage what this range typically is for a project. So we put that up right out front, and then when we do the consultation, I actually figure it out right down to the penny.
You do. I think that's important. And can we talk about the timeline? Before I get into some specific questions for you, the timeline, if somebody has you come out next week and they have you come out and you guys agree that this is something that the customer wants to do, from the initial consultation to you getting this thing done, and I guess it depends on the size of the job, but give me a range on how long something like that would take.
Typically, it's about a 4 to 5 week process.
Perfect. So somebody wants to get this done before fall. This is a perfect time for that.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be a perfect time to start the process for the fall.
262-912-4454. 262-912-4454. Or you can go to GarageSolutionsMilwaukee.com or WhiteRabbitInc.com and ask for Erica. When you call, they're going to ask you some questions, or even online on the website, you could just sign up and put the information in, and they will give you a call back. When somebody has their flooring done, there's a couple of different ways that people have, and a couple different products that people utilize. Can you talk a little bit about what you recommend on the flooring for your garage?
Absolutely. What we like to do is the polyurea two-layer floor system. It's fantastic. Not only does it look, and as you know, Mike, you saw some of those pictures.
I did.
Fabulous. But it really is there to protect the concrete itself.
And the idea of cleaning the floor in your garage, because you park your car, you have oil spills, there's a lot of different things that happen in the garage, and it makes the floor look horrible. Is it difficult to clean that?
Absolutely not. It's 100% two-time polyurea. It's 4 times stronger, you know, than an epoxy system or anything else that's out there. And the maintenance is none. You can use Dawn soap to pick up any spills. The salts will actually stay on top of the product. It will no longer be an issue and causing the pitting and spalling that makes the garage floor concrete look terrible.
Hey, Erica, once you have that done, do you have to stay out of your garage for a week or two, or how long? What's the time frame as far as once you get it done to when you can start utilizing your garage again?
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. It's typically a one-day installation, and you can return the service the next day. That means you can walk on it, things back the very next day. Heavier items like your vehicles, for example, you'd want to wait about 36 hours until you would pull into the garage.
Boy, that's, That's nice because there's other guys.
I got a question about that. So what is, okay, let's say I know someone has a garage door that was when they painted it first and it's fumes. How do you fix that? I mean, how do you, can you put that stuff over that?
Bingo, could you ask that again? I think you broke up.
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying that. Okay, I'm just saying that you have a painted garage floor. I know someone has a painted garage floor, and it's like queuing up. I'm actually on the internet looking at these floors. How do I have that? How do you go over a painted floor? Can you go over a painted floor, or has to be just raw concrete?
Actually, a process for the prep, the very first step is we use a diamond grinding machine, and we grind off any sort of paint, epoxy, any type of coating that's previously been there. But we also need to get into the concrete itself. So we do several grinds with the diamond grinder and able to get that concrete open. If there's any spalling or cracks, we use a fortified mix then to fill those, and then we hand sand those so everything's smooth and ready for the polyurea primer.
There you go. Hey, Erica, we're going to get to a break. I'm going to change our topic a little bit. I'd like to get into a little bit more of the shelving and the monkey bars, which I think are incredible. You've got a chance to have everything you need in your garage, you know exactly where it is. And depending on how much you utilize your garage, if you do a lot, you know, come wintertime and summertime like I do in this small garage that I have, the shelving system that they have is incredible. And we're going to continue to talk to Erica Shad. She is a sales consultant, White Rabbit Home Improvement. And you can go to whiterabbitinc.com, garagesolutionsmilwaukee.com, or again, go on their Facebook page and look at some of those pictures that they have posted, because you'll get a really good idea on what we're talking about. And again, the one that they did in Heartland for me just really gives you a great idea. That was posted on May 15th, and it'll give you a good idea before and after. And whiterabbitinc.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern. My co-host this week is Bingo Emmons, the owner of Call Creative, of Creative Construction Wisconsin. Go to callcreativeconstruction.com for more information. Our special guest, she is Erica Chad. She is a sales consultant, White Rabbit Home Improvement. Went to school at Goodrich and Fond du Lac. Do not hold that against her. Erica, hey, up in Fond du Lac, not a bad area, but it's nice to be down here in West Allis in Milwaukee.
Absolutely. Yeah, we moved down here. Oh, it's been 18 years now.
Boy, so you're more of a Milwaukee girl now than you are a Fond du Lac girl, right?
I guess that would be true, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, so instead of talking, I'm done talking about the floors, because I before we get into the shelving and the whole patented, the monkey bars system, do you get more calls about the flooring? Do you get more calls about, hey, help me organize? Do you think the most calls that you get at White Rabbit Home Improvement, what is it for?
Great question. And believe it or not, it's usually 50-50.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that when people call you to come out and help organize and utilize the shelving, that they then say, well, look at the floor. What do you think? Like, I don't want to do this beautiful stuff on the shelving side and have the floor look like this, or I don't want to have the floor redone and have it so beautiful and then have, you know, it just be sort of disorganized. I would think that once you guys start to work with somebody, you get a chance to at least have that conversation with them about all of the benefits of working with White Rabbit.
White Rabbit, very lucky. We have a great customer base, repeat customers. They refer, most of our business comes from referrals, Mike. I mean, you're right. We go in for one thing, and often it turns into several other projects. They love the product. It helps their life, especially with storage. Think about not having to hunt for things. You can just go. You know where it all is. It's wonderful to feel that way.
Hey, on the website, Again, looking at it this morning, I was fascinated with where it's called Monkey Bars, and it's the garage shelving made easy. And it's a patented storage system that you guys utilize. Can we talk a little bit about the system itself and how easy it is once it's installed?
Absolutely. So our shelves are actually made with a steel frame. It's designed to hold up 1,000 pounds for every 4-foot section. So think about that, Mike, with those small garages. If I can get up to 1,000 pounds in 4 feet, would that benefit you?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And Erica, you know what? One day I'll just invite you over to go in my garage if you promise never to tell anybody and not completely make fun of me.
I would never do that.
I appreciate that. Hey, the monkey bars that you guys utilize and 1,000 pounds is incredible, but there's a number of benefits to that as well. And there's two color options, obviously off the floor, and you can color coordinate it. And there's some, you don't need to have this big monster garage to be able to benefit from utilizing this, correct?
Correct. Actually, small garages benefit actually more. Think about it. In a bigger garage, you have a little bit more wiggle room. In a small garage, you really don't. So if you can maximize as much as you can, get things off the floor, organize it with either overhead racks or monkey bar systems, shelving, endless opportunities to be able to get you organized.
The cabinet system, too, I looked at the cabinet system and I thought, boy, I don't know if I have space in my garage for the cabinets, but I certainly have space to have the monkey bars. Am I seeing that correctly? Or are there people that have smaller garages like me that think that the cabinet system is the way to go?
People that prefer things behind doors love the cabinets.
They do.
They absolutely love them. You don't see any of your store at all. It's all behind doors. Other people like it open, like to see where things are. So it really becomes a preference for each person.
It is called...
I'm looking at those cabinets like my basement. I mean, you guys do... Yeah. People ever ask you to come down and you can put this in my basement too?
Absolutely. Yes, we do basements as well. And that's for the cabinetry as well as the flooring too, if it's a concrete floor.
Hey, can you give us any idea, and this is really, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, Erica, I don't, but if for an average size garage to be able to say, hey, can you come in and even a ballpark figure to have, you know, the monkey bars put in or to look at Gorgeous Garage, because you guys are the authorized Gorgeous Garage dealers for both Chicago and Milwaukee. Can you give me some kind of an idea on the starting point as far as cost is concerned?
Everybody's so different, Mike, that it's so hard to figure that out exactly. And that's really the point in the consultation. Everybody's a little different. Sizes are a little bit different. But for what you get in a lifetime warranty, we can always find a place that works.
Well, that's the key. Because we've been in this house almost 30 years. And for 30 years, it's been a frustration for me, Erica.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. And and when I have to transition, you know, from winter to spring and then from fall to winter and even from summer to fall, I'm always constantly going, oh, I can't find. And when you talked about having four rakes, I can't find my rake. I must have threw it away. I have to go get another one. And then all of a sudden, in 3 months later, I find the other three that I had, and it just is it's just frustrating. Hey, on the garage shelving system that you guys have, when you talked about a lifetime warranty, you talked about how durable they are, up to 1,000 pounds for every 4 feet. Are they? It says here layered hanging storage, so you can have a lot of different things in. On those at one time, obviously. And then the shelves above, where you have the storage bins, though, that would be utilized for things that you don't use on an everyday basis, I would think.
Sure. The storage bins, typically people will use those for seasonal items. Think about your Christmas decorations, holiday decorations in general. We need to have a good space for that. And the bins make it easy for you to know where they are. When it gets to be that time to start, you know exactly where it is. You can bring it down. But those overhead shelves are really meant for things you're not going to be accessing on a daily basis.
Erica, do you know how often I go out and buy Christmas lights? Because I don't know where honestly, I have more Christmas lights in this little garage that I keep finding. Because when we decide we're going to put our Christmas lights out, we're going to go, let's go do it right now. And I go in the garage, can't find them. I go, they must not have worked and we threw them away. Let's go get some other ones. It's ridiculous. Hey, Bingo, what's your garage like? I would assume it's just very neat and tidy.
Yeah, it's a textbook of what it should look like. No, Debbie's actually texting right now saying, hey, ask her how much.
And you know what?
We're definitely going to be a client.
Hey, Erica, I'm telling you, Bingo Emmons is going to call you on Monday, and you're going to come out, and you're going to meet Deb. When you talk to Deb, Erica, would you let her know how fun it was to be on the radio? Because she will not come on this show with us.
Oh, that's not going to happen, huh?
No, she will not, but she will meet with you. And you can get a hold of Erica. You can call the office at 262-912-4454 or go on to their website, GarageSolutionsMilwaukee.com. or whiterabbitinc.com, and right there you can fill out a free consultation. It's time to get organized, and you can just fill your name, email, phone number, what products you're interested in, click the button that says let's get started, and that kind of gets the ball rolling. Can I ask you, Erica, last question before we go to a break? When you go to somebody's house that you haven't been to their house before, and either you go into the garage or into the basement, can you just enjoy the party you're at, or are you constantly looking around?
Guilty. I'm constantly looking around.
That is, I bet. You can't go and just go to the open house and just hang out. And it's funny because all of the NARI people I talk to, the same thing. They look at the molding, they look up at the lighting, they look around to see how it's organized. Erica, do you watch the shows, home improvement shows on TV?
Yeah.
Do you think those shows are good for our business or not good?
I think it's a little bit of both, Mike. I think those shows don't have realistic expectations when it comes to timing and budgeting, and that sometimes makes things more complicated for a consumer in real life, if that makes sense.
It does.
And then on the other side of it, though, it gets people engaged and they start dreaming about what their garage could be or their bathroom could be. And that's very encouraging and I think positive. And I love that people are interested in improving their homes.
She is Erica Shad. She is sales consultant, White Rabbit Home Improvement. White Rabbit Home Improvement, and again, I recommend, look at that Facebook page. It gives you a really good picture, a clear picture of who they are and how they do it. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I want to talk to Erica a little bit about the 3D modeling that they offer. And again, for guys like me that can never see anything until it's done, this is really a benefit that Erica can offer to you when you give her a call and meet with her. Again, 262-912-4454. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Bingo Emmons is my co-host this week from Creative Construction of Wisconsin, our special guest for the entire hour, and she's been really good. She's a sales consultant with White Rabbit Home Improvement. She is Erica Shad. And Erica, before I ask you this question about the 3D modeling, do you know where the name came from for White Rabbit? Because it's a little bit different, I'll tell you that.
Actually, it really started because we would go into people's garages, and they would leave to go to work. And then when they would come home, it was like magic. It was all done. All the clutter was gone. That ugly concrete floor was gone. It was just amazing. So it's simply because we're magical.
I love that.
I'm glad you brought that up because I keep thinking of Jefferson Airplane or something.
Right. Yes. And I think that, you know what, that's a perfect name then. And if you want, you don't believe us, go on their Facebook page because it is. It's magical, the before and after pictures. For guys like me that cannot, Erica, that cannot picture things until they're almost done. The 3D modeling that you offer now, what an advantage for people that have a hard time visualizing how the thing's going to look when it's all done. You can show it to people, correct?
Yes, it's awesome. So it's actually a replica of their garage or their basement, and then we design it from whatever their sample selections are from the consultation, and then they get to see it, really see it in detail, the colors, location, sizing, all of those things. So then they'll know exactly where their bikes are going to be or exactly where their storage bins are going to be. And then they can visualize it. They can understand what the end results are going to be.
Hey, Erica, one of the last questions I have for you, because we're running out of time, but about a year ago, my wife and I were talking, you know, how long do we want to stay in the neighborhood? How long do we, you know, our kids are now grown and gone, and our grandkids live kind of in the area. One of the things my wife said is, look, if we ever decide we're going to sell this house, you got to do something with that garage. And I said, really? And I said, no. She said, no, you really do, because I think that would be a huge benefit for us. Mm-hmm. So the resale value on having a garage that is organized and having a floor that isn't all stained and beaten up, you would agree with her on that, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, let's face it, the garage is not always on the top of the list of reasons to purchase a house. But if you walk in someplace, it's well organized, you got a great storage system, a polyurea floor, I certainly would agree that would help sway them to purchasing your house.
GarageSolutionsMilwaukee.com. When you go there, and we didn't get a chance, and I'm hoping that Erica will agree to come back on the show, because when you click on design ideas, and it's designer line card ideas and shelving ideas and flooring ideas, take a look at some of those ideas and start to visualize how your basement or how your garage could look and just how much easier it would be for you to find all of the things that you need. Hey, Bingo, the foundation is what we're talking about right now with Neri, and we've got the golf outing coming out. You guys have a number of events, I think, that we're still planning between now and the end of the year, correct?
Yeah, we do. Nothing's been canceled. I mean, we're doing a lot of rearranging. We're taking precautions. They're talking about the full golf outing. They're going to maybe separate cards for everybody. You know, they're working on procedures. I don't know, that's the foundation. It's a charitable arm of Neri, so they're setting us all up.
Yeah,
I'm just on the board, but
well, we'll get it done.
Setting us all up, they're not backing down. They know that it's gonna be a challenge, but they'll get it through. But it's such a good cause; it's just worth it.
You bet.
It's gonna be worth the extra energy it is to put these together.
Hey, Erica, thank you so much for your time. Again, I would call Erica. White Rabbit is the name of the company. And her phone number, 262-912-4454. 262-912-4454. Erica, I look forward to having you back on one day because I've got a number of questions that I did not get to. And I really appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so very much. This was just such a great way to start the day.
Thank you so much for that. Again, WhiteRabbitInc.com or GarageSolutionsMilwaukee.com. That's their website. Check out their Facebook page as well. Thanks for listening. This is the Neri Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.